Bobby got very involved with the March on Washington anonymously. He never wanted credit. This was not radical chic what Bobby was into. It was the real thing. And it was a time when it wasn't so safe for a performer to take a social stance like that. And what happened was he got very involved with Robert F. Kennedy. Yeah. In fact, he introduced Bob Dylan's Blowing in the Wind to Kennedy, a song that Kennedy initially hated, but Bobby sang it for him on the plane over and over again until Kennedy came to love it.
And
do you have that here?
No.
You don't have that, okay.
And then when Kennedy was assassinated, Bobby went into a tailspin, and he tended to feel that his the Vegas image, you know, the tuxedo, the glitz, the glamour, was phony. And he went into an entire character change. He didn't want to wear the tuxedo. He dressed in denim. He took off his toupee. And audiences were very confused by the changes in Bobby. And Bobby then went to Big Sur. He lived in a trailer camp. He gave up all his possessions. This all came out of his involvement in the civil rights movement and the changes of the 60s. And guys like Sinatra, Bobby was always in the middle because Sinatra and the Rat Pack considered him a rocker. The rock guys like Mick Jagger thought that Bobby was
standard.
True standard Vegas glitz. Bobby had a lot of integrity about everything he did, and he always did it with an enormous amount of emotion.